What do you think about the city's current approach to balancing the needs of neighborhoods versus downtown? Is it properly balanced? Should it be rebalanced in a different way? I believe Kirk, you're first on this one.
That's an interesting question. It keeps getting brought up. I'm very sensitive to the fact that people are describing our city as kind of being two different places within itself. I think there are no lines that delineate the neighborhoods and downtown. We all use our downtown. Downtown people use the neighborhoods. We all use our parks. We cross boundaries. I think what a lot of this discussion has come out of is that folks have started targeting certain organizations within the city. First came a big attack on the DDA for 30 seconds?
No, you're fine. You've got about 30 seconds.
Yes. Okay. I think the needs are being balanced. I think they always need to be looked at. There are, the DDA, for example, takes care of the downtown and promotes reinvestment there, and they brought downtown back from a really sorry state years ago. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't always be accountable to the city, because city council always votes on their budget. So I think we're working collaboratively now, and I think that should continue.
So this balance between neighborhood and downtown. So you probably all know there's D1, there's D2, and there's supposed to be a buffer between the high rise and the density and the D2. That's what the D2 brings in, this buffer, so that you don't have another 413 East Huron, where there is no buffer between this high rise building, which will be about 150 feet, and the neighborhood, the historic neighborhood behind. So I think that the balance is off now. I think that people, that 413 was a lesson, and that people are very aware and want to have the buffer and want to preserve the downtown neighborhoods, which are historic and which add a different tone to the downtown, having residents that have been here for a long time and engage with the community down there. So I think that there is a rebalancing that is coming, and some have spots, three spots have already been downsized. And I think that, I predict, that more downsizing is coming, and we'll lose some of that tendency to our big, stacked, heavy buildings that are not the part of our community that we're used to.